Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Hey, good morning, 8:46. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
What's up, buddy? What's up, buddy?
Buddy.
All right. So Kiki, if you don't know at this point, Kiki's coming in a little bit later, so we're not going to see her here on the morning show, but want to try and call her and check in with her. But I don't know if it's going to work because we've tried to figure this out and you can't hear her and she can't hear you. So let's call her real quick right now and see if we can get her on the phone. This may not work. It may work. We'll see what happens. So... this is all live right now, so we'll see what happens. This could end horribly or not.
Hey, let me... Hi, this is Sherry calling about your car's warranty.
Is she going to ignore my phone call now?
You know, I can hear it ringing.
You can hear it ringing? Perfect. There we go. Like I just called her.
This is so embarrassing.
Hello?
Hey!
Hi.
All right.
Hold on.
Wait, can Hunter hear? Are you listening to us on Alexa?
Yes.
Look at that. And by the way, anyone, you can just say, hey, Alexa, play Rock 107 WIRX, and it'll play us at any point in time. It's really sweet. Mm-hmm. So real quick, let me test something out here. Kiki, say hi to Hunter.
Hunter, hello, good morning.
Well,
hello. Can you hear each other?
No.
Oh, yeah.
You can't hear me?
No.
I can hear her.
You dummy.
So he can hear you, though.
Oh, okay.
So well, so the problem is you.
Oh, okay.
She can't hear me, huh?
No, she can't hear you. Well, this has been an epic failure, and I'm not going to lie. This is my fault. I will take blame for this.
So I can say anything I want to hear, Hunter?
Oh, did you hear that, Hunter? She's throwing shade.
So I can say anything I want about her, and she has no idea what I'm saying. Huh?
Yes, Hunter,
wait,
you can say
something. I kind of heard something.
This is the worst. Hunter just asked if he could say. So he said he can say anything about you right now, and you can't hear him.
Oh, I see what's happening here. I'd tread lightly.
All right. Well, here, let's wrap this up.
You're blowing up a little
quick.
Bit. You're blowing up.
He just called you a fatty, by the way.
come on.
P-H-A-T.
Yeah, P-H-A-T. There you go. There you go. All right. Well, here, real quick, so we can avoid any kind of major issue, I'm just going to, we'll chat with you real quick, Kiki, and then we'll let you go and we'll do dumb vocabulary. So how has your morning been going? This is a new schedule for you. You're not coming in until, what, like 10 or 10:30 or something like that?
Yeah, I come in at 10. I'm still working, but I'm working from home for a couple hours until everyone else gets kicked out, and then I get to come in and have the place to myself.
What's that vibrating noise going on in the background?
That's Hunter. I think you're hearing Hunter's feet.
So anyway, everything's been good. You've been working from home. What else have you been doing in the morning? I feel like you've been lollygagging a little bit, to be honest.
No, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I know what you're doing.
I make breakfast. I get my laptop going. I put on my Alexa, and yeah, pretty solid morning without you. It's real nice.
How dare you? How dare you? are you going to bring me any breakfast?
Eggs.
Oh, God, you and those stinky-ass hard-boiled
she loves
eggs.
Those eggs.
She and every time I open, she just made 12 of them. She just hard-boiled 12 eggs, and every time I open the fridge, I just get hit with a big puff of a stinky egg smell, and her farts have been terrible.
Hey, you know what? Because she can't hear me.
Hey, I have a, I think it's on Netflix.
I'll let her go.
I forgot the word.
This is great. This is fantastic. This is the best break we've ever done.
I've been binge-watching Tiger King.
Oh, yeah, Tiger King. Yeah, you've been watching that.
If anyone hasn't seen it or has
who
been...
Who cares? Nobody cares.
I've seen it all over Facebook.
Who cares?
Dude, watch it.
Yes, we will check it out. Sorry, Hunter's yelling.
No, what you really need to do is stop bringing those stinky-ass eggs into the studio and eating them.
Yeah.
Because they stink.
Has he seen it?
I love that she can't hear me.
This is the worst. All right, we got Hunter saying
when
thing.
You bring eggs in, and you know what? What else can I? She's a nice lady. There's nothing bad I have to say about it.
This is so
bad. This isn't working at all.
This hasn't worked from the moment I called you.
You dummy, figure it out.
All right, we'll figure it out. We're going to let you go, Kiki, and we'll call you later.
Get out of here.
We'll see ya. That went about as well as I thought it was going to go right there. Exactly. Perfect. No, and she couldn't hear you at all, which is so weird that you could hear her, but she couldn't hear you. And we got to figure that out. So anyway.
Now, we need to figure out how to do that in a relationship. You know, if I can turn my brain off where I can't listen to my, so I don't have to listen to my wife bitch at me, but she can hear me.
Exactly. It's perfect. That won't end terribly, just like that phone call did. All right, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. Just so you know, right now, Chris is still working for you, okay? He's not doing any in-office visits, but call him, email him. Insurance is still essential. The government said, you know what, people still need to be insured. We need to make sure that we're covered. So Chris is here to help you out even during these difficult times. You want to make sure you get your stuff covered. You have questions for him about what's going on right now. Chris is going to get you taken care of. So just, like I said, email him, give him a call, and he is going to get you covered. Chris. Oh, boy, I'll be happy when this is over and you're in the studio, for God's sakes. Your dumb vocabulary for today. I haven't even opened up the sheet. Let's see what we got here. God. I'm just going to shoot from the hip. Shut up. What about... let's
two of us, man.
See, a lot of these I feel like I've done. Have we done that one?
Just pick one, man.
Well, hooker book.
Hooker book. That's your Brock's contacts in his phone from high school.
I didn't have the luxury of having it in my phone back then. hooker book. It's like a little black book, but it has all the really slutty girls in it.
There you go.
That's what you reserve the hooker book for the girls that'll do it on the first date.
Why is it always got to be black? You know, it's always the little black book.
Yeah, mine had unicorns on it. It was great. It was my stable of hookers.
Your mom finds it.
Yeah, what is this?
Nothing. Yeah, it's got the girl's name with what she did. Terrible. Did you ever have a list of females? Because I remember I had a piece of yellow legal pad paper that had the girls' names and numbers, you know, and it would
You know, it wasn't like a little book or anything, but I guess it was just like the old school way of me keeping my contacts. There were dudes on that list too, it was for friends, not, you know, it wasn't a hooker book, but on my monitor, literally like an old school Windows 95 monitor, you know, those old Apple computers, I just take a pencil and write around the edge of the, you know, somebody's phone number. So if you went to my house back in the day and you went and used the computer, it was just full of penciled in numbers all over the place. It's so stupid, but you know, it worked.
I used to know so many more numbers off the top of my head. Right now, I know like 4 of them, and that's it. And I can still tell you my old house number back on the farm. I can tell you that too.
I think a lot of people could do that. The old classic house line numbers. I could tell you like 5 or 6 of my buddy's house numbers right now.
Yep. It's crazy, man. Example, I'm feeling a little pent up. I need to break open the hooker book. There you go. Nailed it. So dumb. This has been the worst.